So we're just going to turn our awareness to that beautiful space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Relaxing into that powerful energy of Source that is ever present, ever loving, filled with health and wholeness, energy and light. We know that everything that is good is at the center. Our inner beings are part of that eternal, infinite beauty and harmony and grace. And that is always available to us on the inside. So we just relax and breathe into our heart space, taking a few slow, deep breaths to just remind our bodies that this is a lovely place to simply relax, trust in the well-being, and know that everything always works out for us. So it's okay to rest. It's okay to have a little space in the day that feels peaceful and harmonious and beautiful. And we can appreciate ourselves for giving ourselves a place of rest, giving ourselves permission to relax. It is so good to just take a little time out of our busy, wonderful lives and breathe deeply and slowly and consciously for a few minutes. And I've got a lovely quote from Abraham that was posted on Facebook, so I don't know when the original workshop was. But someone said to Abraham, "What is the perfect food?" And Abraham said, "We would say there is not one other than water. We encourage lots of that for all of you. Drink as much water as you can get into your body, and then eat anything else that feels good to you." We would, for a little while, step away from the subject of food altogether in terms of trying to make anything happen. And we'd get as happy as we can relative to other aspects of our lives, and till we could feel that our cork is floating about most things. And then we would say, "I'm going to befriend my body. I'm going to become a friend with my body. I'm going to make my body my friend." That is so essential, making your body your friend. Most of us are afraid of your body. Your body feels like something that might trick you, might get run over or make the wrong decision or die too early or get a disease or do something. After all, it has all kinds of mysteries. You can't look into your body. You can't see the metabolism. You can't see what's happening with the cells, and you don't really understand your body. And your body frightens you in most cases. We would like to help you know that your body is oh so well-meaning. Your body is so well orchestrated. You see, your body is trillions of cells that are vibrationally interacting with Source energy. And if left to their own without a lot of static in your vibration, your body would only thrive. In other words, the basis of your body is one of true and utter thriving. It has no reason to frighten you. It's the greatest evidence of well-being that exists anywhere in your physical experience. It's an extraordinary mechanism that's come together from great deliberate intent from so many non-physical and physical creators. And every one of you who stands in your body continues to enhance the experience of the physical body. There is an evolution of a species that is extraordinary. Your bodies are not to be feared. Your bodies are to be revered. Your bodies are to be applauded. Your bodies are to be maybe even amazed at, but they are never to be feared. Your bodies aren't vulnerable. They're not fragile. They're resilient and flexible. You have the ability to come into alignment again and again and again and again. And if anyone in the universe understands that, it's the cells of your body. Befriending your body is the only way we know of coming to understand that your body is resilient and knows what to do, and that it will be whatever you ask it to be. But you have to ask it to be in a place of non-resistance. It's the most significant information we've ever expressed relative to your physical body and food. You must love your body and then lovingly give it the food. And when you love your body and lovingly give it the food, it matters not what food you give it. So that's the quote from Abraham, recommending that the most important thing we can do is befriend our body, to treat our body with reverence and appreciation, to delight in our bodies, and to recognize them as connected to Source at the level of billions of cells. That's pretty amazing. And I know that sometimes if I breathe deeply and I say to myself, the healing, loving energy of Source is in every organ, cell, and system of my body, I can feel my hands begin to tingle. The healing, loving energy of Source is in every cell of our body. I can feel my cells doing a happy dance at that idea. Somebody is paying attention. Somebody is knowing a higher truth now. And that beautiful energy of Source that is ever present begins to step forward in a powerful and wonderful way. It begins to enter my consciousness. And so let's take a few moments to relax even more deeply. I've been doing a beautiful eco meditation by a man named Dawson Church, who wrote the book Bliss Brain. And he has a beautiful way of moving into meditation that helps me relax deeply and well. So I'm just going to share his process for a few minutes today, and we'll befriend our bodies by relaxing more consciously and more deeply right now. So Dawson Church adopted some thoughts from HeartMath that we already often do in our meditations, breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. But he says that you can do it even better if you count 6 seconds with the in-breath and then 6 seconds with the out-breath. So take a deep breath in for 6 seconds. And then release it slowly for 6 seconds. And breathe in again for 6 seconds. And release slowly for 6 seconds. And as you continue to breathe consciously, you can also notice where your tongue is and relax your tongue on the floor of your mouth, just relaxing your tongue, letting it settle quietly. That stimulates the nerves in the neck that connect to the nerves throughout the body with a message of peace and ease and relaxation. Counting the breath, 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. Relaxing the tongue. And then he has a lovely practice where he says, imagine the space inside your hands. I never thought about the space inside my hands before. There's something quite lovely in imagining spaciousness on the inside of the skin instead of just on the outside. Imagining the space in our hands and up our forearms, up our upper arms and into our shoulders. Imagining the space in our shoulders and neck. Imagining the beautiful space inside our heads. Imagining the lovely space down our back and our torso. Imagining a beautiful space in our hips and our thighs. Spaciousness around our calves and our ankles and our feet. This beautiful energy of space, feeling that spaciousness within. This part of the meditation often makes me yawn and deeply relaxes my shoulders and neck, and then down through my body. Imagining the entire body spacious and relaxed. Remembering to check on our tongue on the floor of our mouth. Honoring the deep relaxation that we experience as we breathe in 6 seconds. And breathe out 6 seconds. And then he talks about feeling the space behind our eyes. A lovely, empty spaciousness behind our eyes. Relaxing deeply around that spaciousness. There is so much beautiful space in our bodies. And just allowing ourselves to focus on our heart energy, feeling the love that is ever present there, and breathing into our heart space, we can allow that energy to expand throughout our bodies, sending the love that is our heart love, and sending the love that is the infinite love of the universe consciously through our bodies as we breathe and relax. Seeing that beautiful energy moving through all of our organs and systems. Knowing this beautiful love in our lungs. Loving our lungs, loving our pancreas, loving our gallbladders, loving our digestive system, our stomach and our intestines, loving our respiratory system, sending love into our sinuses, down into our lungs, all of this love, sending our love through our brains. When was the last time you loved your brain? I don't remember loving my brain before. Sending love to my brain and trusting that as I send beautiful thoughts and energy to my brain, it creates new ruts in my brain that take me beautiful places that I want to go. Befriending my brain as well as my body and my heart. Moving down again, befriending my shoulders and my arms and my hands. Giving thanks for the mobility that I have in my arms and my hands and my ability to do so many different things with my lovely opposable thumbs and my fingers. All that I can nimbly manipulate, joyfully expressing myself with my gestures, befriending my hands and appreciating all that they do for me all day, every day. And moving down from my shoulders, appreciating my neck supporting my head, appreciating the long sweep of my back and my spine and my spinal column and my nervous system, sending love throughout my nervous system, tingling in all of the beautiful cells and nerves, all of the connections that are made throughout my body through my nervous system. And sending love through my circulatory system, all of the capillaries and veins, knowing that my body is oxygenated beautifully through the oxygen in my lungs into all of the beautiful parts of my circulatory system. Moving down through my body, continuing to bless and appreciate all the aspects, the reproductive system, the elimination system, the structure of my body, the cells of my bones, and my skeletal system, trusting the strength and flexibility of my skeleton and my joints, sending love to all of my joints, delighting in the many wonderful ways I'm able to move. Such a joy to be able to appreciate my joints and the movement and flexibility of my body. Just befriending my body as I come down to my ankles and my precious feet. Loving my feet, appreciating the thousands of steps that I take every day. I am on day 42 of hitting my step goal every day lately, and I am appreciating the wonderful service that my feet have in making it possible for me to move about the world. Appreciating my body from the tip of my head to the bottom of my toes, from the shoulders down to my lovely fingers, and now appreciating my face. We each have such a beautiful smile and beautiful eyes, wonderful cheeks and chins and eyelashes and eyebrows. Appreciating our hair, appreciating our ears and noses and the vision of our eyes, appreciating the fragrances of spring. Oh, wow, I was out in the woods yesterday, and the smell of cedar after rain, and honeysuckle, and multifloral roses, and it was just intoxicating from one place to another. The brilliant, beautiful, fresh-washed scent of the woods. Appreciating our ability to touch with our fingers and feel the difference between velvet and wool. To feel the beauty of the skin of a baby. To touch the fur of a beloved pet. There is so much to love in this world that we interface with our bodies. And as we befriend our bodies and befriend our senses, we have the opportunity to befriend the world even more fully. To see the beautiful nature of the bodies of our beloved friends and family members, to see the beautiful nature of life expressing in the world in such powerful and wonderful ways, to see the beauty in the things that are called alive, like the animals and the birds and the plants and the trees. To see the beauty in the things that we call not alive, like the rocks and the clouds and the sky and the mountains and the ocean and the ponds and the rivers. Knowing that that energy of spirit, that vibration of source, is in all of these things, the consciousness of life. Exists everywhere and always. And we have the opportunity to befriend that constant consciousness everywhere we look. It is a blessing to befriend our bodies, to befriend ourselves, to befriend our lives. To incorporate this opportunity to love more and more deeply as we examine the possibility that every aspect of who we are is lovable, is part of Source. It is that divine expression, ever evolving on this physical planet. And we can use that love that is the very nature of our being to bless ourselves and each other in powerful and wonderful ways, befriending life itself and befriending consciousness and expanding our idea of what actually life is. I am so grateful for the opportunity to riff on reverence for life. It is a blessing. And as we come to the end of this meditation, I suggest once again that you simply take a couple of slow, deep 6-second breaths. Once again, notice your tongue relaxing on the floor of your mouth. And thank yourself for befriending your body today. Thank yourself for being part of that beautiful love that ever expands and expresses through our lives. I give thanks for the opportunity to be here with each of you. And I'm just gonna relax some more because it feels so good. And so it is.